Hello, everybody. Here's a thought that I've had for many years. If you were to ask 100 people, why did Haman want to kill the Jews? What would the survey say? I think most people, in accordance with the way that they read the Megillah, would say that the reason why Haman wanted to kill the Jews is because he was offended by what Mordechai did, right? That's certainly the way that the story comes out on a first reading. That Haman was angry at all the Jews because he heard that Mordechai was Jewish, and Mordechai did not bow down to him. On the other hand, I think most of us would agree that even that kind of simple reading has a difficulty. The difficulty is a natural one. It's not one that's so built into the story, but I think it's one that anyone reading the Megillah is confronted with, which is that if you hate one person, then you can just get rid of that one person. And I think that the Megillah itself does suggest that, because on the second big occasion in the story, when Mordechai does not bow down to Haman, Haman is so frustrated that he goes to his wife and he says, I can't stand it. Nothing is worth it to me if Mordechai doesn't bow down to me. And Haman's wife Zeresh tells her husband, so then build a gallows for him and have him hang on the gallows. So you see very clearly that Haman knows, and Haman has advisors who know, that if the problem is Mordechai, then you can kill Mordechai. You don't have to wipe out his entire nation. You don't even have to come up with such an idea. So I think the Megillah is begging us to interpret Haman's animosity as not only being anti-Mordechai, but as being anti-Semitic as well. He doesn't just hate Mordechai. He obviously hates Jews as well. And I think that's a very important part of the story that manifests itself later with Esther and Ahasuerus as well. That there is the Jewish people, and then there is the Jewish person. The way that it's sometimes phrased in rabbinic anecdotes is that there is Klal Yisrael, and then there is Reb Yisrael. And there's an old Jewish joke that says that the anti-Semitism of Jews is different than the anti-Semitism of non-Jews. What does that mean? Well, you ask an anti-Semite who is not Jewish. You ask a non-Jew, tell me, you hate Jews? He says, oh yeah, absolutely. Jews are destroying the world. They control the world, the banks, the media, whatever. He says, but do you know any Jews personally? He says, sure, my dentist is Jewish. My accountant is Jewish. How do you like them? He says, oh, they're great people. They're wonderful people. You ask a Jew, what do you think about the Jewish people? And I'll say, the Jewish people, they're wonderful. We're the chosen people for 3,000 years. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, whatever, etc. He says, yeah, but what do you think about Yankel across the street? Yankel, that Ganef, that, you know, that Nazi, whatever. You know what I mean. So there are these two levels on which a person's friendship or chas v'shalom animosity towards Jews manifests itself. And Haman had both. And that's really the point, that he had both. He hated Mordechai, and he hated Klal Yisrael as well. And when he wanted to deal with both of them, he went to Ahasuerus twice. Once, first, to get rid of the Jewish people, but that was going to be 11 months away. And then he also wanted to get rid of Reb Yisrael, meaning he wanted to get rid of Mordechai HaYehudi, which is why he went on that fateful night to have Mordechai hang. We have to think about both of those levels as well. And in fact, Purim has this built in. On the one hand, there's Mikra Megillah, where we read about how Hashem saved all the Jewish people. And yet we're not supposed to just leave it that way. It's not just general for the Jewish people. We have Umishlach Manos Ish L'Reyehu. Go find another individual Jew. Connects to that other individual member of the tribe. It's not just a matter of saying, thank you Hashem for saving the tribe. You have to go and find Ish L'Reyehu, your fellow member of the tribe, and do what you can to connect with him individually. Because we always have to think about what our national identity is within our personhood, but we have to think of who we are and how we relate to single individuals as well. And that's why the way that this develops with Haman's plot line in the story of the Megillah about his animosity to the Klal and also to the Prat, to the nation and also to the individual, and how it is not just how the nation was saved from Haman's plot, but specifically how the individual was redeemed, and Mordechai's elevation as well. Barosim Yachad Chelas Mordechai, the Jewish people were elevated when they saw the gift that was given and the dignity that was given to that individual, Mordechai, the Klal and the Prat, the general existence and gratitude we have for the ongoing existence and strength and victory and redemption of the Jewish people, and also the redemption that we feel, that we know exists, and the simcha that we feel when we see that individuals also get their day as well. Take care, everybody.